Hollywood celebrities freak over dismissal of Trump documents case. We are officially a banana republic. By David Ng on July 15, 2024. Self-awareness was in short supply Monday as left-wing Hollywood celebrities freaked out over a federal court's decision to dismiss the documents case against former President Donald Trump. With various stars claiming the ruling represented the politicization of the judicial system. Absent from their vitriol was any mention of how the Biden administration has weaponized the judiciary against former President Donald Trump in an apparent attempt to hurt his chances of winning back the White House in November. Many of the same celebrities have cheered the recent lawfare indictments against Trump, with some wishing to see him end up behind bars. On Monday, the stars were in no mood for self-reflection as they decried the Florida federal court's ruling that throws out Biden administration appointee Jack Smith's case against the 45th president. "We're seeing the beginning of the end of the rule of law in America," Rob Reiner wrote, with no hint of irony. "We are now officially a banana republic," HBO's The Wire actor Wendell Pierce wrote, noting that the judge who dismissed the case was a Trump appointee. "When you appoint the judges, you get away with the crimes," CBS Two and a Half Men star John Cryer noted. As Breitbart News reported, Judge Aileen Cannon threw out the prosecution of former President Donald Trump on Monday in the documents case because she ruled that special counsel Jack Smith had not been appointed in a constitutional or lawful manner. Cannon ruled that Smith, who was not confirmed by the U.S. Senate and was not a U.S. attorney when appointed, could not lawfully bring the indictment against Trump in federal court. Trump has long argued that as president, he had complete authority to declassify the documents kept at his home in Mar-a-Lago that were at the center of the case, and that therefore they were not stolen as the news media have repeatedly claimed. The ruling represents a major victory for the presumptive GOP presidential nominee on the first day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Hollywood stars melted down in virtual unison following the decision. Rob Reiner led the parade, invoking the rule of law in America. Comedian Kathy Griffin used the ruling to insult the country's founding fathers. Disney's Hocus Pocus 3 hopeful Bette Midler also bemoaned the ruling. Horror novelist Stephen King was all doom and gloom. HBO's The Wire star Wendell Pierce declared that the country is now officially a banana republic. CBS's Two and a Half Men star John Cryer also played the politicization card. Mia Farrow called the ruling a jaw-dropper. Netflix's Grace and Frankie actor Ethan Embry predicted Judge Cannon will be named Attorney General. Splash and Kill Bill actress Daryl Hannah prayed for an appeals court to overturn the decision. Comedian D.L. Hughley was less than amused by the ruling. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.